call on Wojtek Hrushin to give the next paper, which is Enigmatic 2006 Corona.
So, good afternoon to everybody. Maybe better in my country to say good night. At the end of the lecture, good morning.
I can't hear you.
Anyway, good afternoon to everybody of you, and I am very happy that I can be here today, and I would like to say you a few words about the last pictures of the solar coronavirus was taken in the last eclipse 29 March 2006. I will start with the quotation which was said after the total solar eclipse in the 1991, and also after the earthquake which met us in Istanbul. At this sentence was said by very good my friends, Bill Livingstone and Serge Kuchmi. I hope that both of them are here. And it was written in the publication The Last Millennium Eclipse in Turkey, which was issued by this society. So we called this, or I called this my lecture as Enigmatic 2006 Corona, and my name is Wojtek Hrushin from Astronomical Institute of Slovak Academy of Sciences, Tatranská Lomnica, and Milan Minorovic, my colleagues, and Metro Saniga. And the pictures were prepared by Miloslav Druhmiller, who's a professor of mathematics in Brno Technical University, and his daughter Anna Druhmillerova. Let's start with some short historical view for the solar corona. Especially we will speak about the violet solar corona. The left of the last picture was done at the Pacific Ocean 2005 together with the pictures from the SOHO, and in the middle is a violet corona taken in 1999. The last picture on the right side is the violet corona, which was taken in 1980 when we traveled from Czechoslovakia to India by truck. So Bill, this is a picture which we took there, and after 20 years later we prepared a very fantastic view of the violet corona. So at the beginning, I would like to say you that the problem with the research of the solar corona has a very long history, because if you remember very well, the beginning of the serious research of the solar corona started in 1860 when the Secchi and Valent de Rue observed the photographically the total solar eclipse, and they wrote that the very fine light about the dark moon belongs to the sun, not to the moon as was supposed before. And during a long study, we learned that the solar corona consists of many structures, so-called helmet streamers, in shown on the left side. This picture is taken or painted from the eclipse taken by Bogoslavskaya in 1936. On the right side is a photo for the first total solar corona since 1980 taken by Secchi and Valent de la Rue. The structure in the solar corona, so-called poral plumes or plumes, reflects rays or streamers, coronal cavities, and so on. All these structures were prepared and driving from photos. Then I will continue that at the present we knew four or five components of the solar corona. The first component that is most important or most known for everybody of you is so-called K corona. It is scattered photospheric light on the free electrons. So it means I will speak in the future on the white light corona, which consists at the beginning from everything for A corona, F corona, and so on. The emission corona is practically proper light of the corona, seen mainly in the visible part of the spectrum in individual highly ionized species like iron 14, 10, or calcium 15, something similar. And this is a proof that the corona consists is from very high temperature, or about from 1 to 5 million degrees, and very low density, or about 10 to 8 to 10 to 10 electrons per cubic centimeter. In the X-ray, there are penetration lines, and there is a lot of lines which can be observed directly from satellites and also from space missions. The other corona, which is also a part of the K corona, is so-called Fraunhofer corona. It is a scattered light on dust particles, and it was separated from the white light corona and K corona only in 1948. In 1956, from the plane was observed in infrared range spectrum. The solar radii for solar radii was observed another type of the corona, so-called T corona, a thermal corona, is re-emission of the photospheric light from the dust particles which belongs to the interplanetary matter. Very frequently, F corona and T corona is not part of the sun, but is a part of the interplanetary space. It seems that in 1998, maybe something around this year, Guliaev from Russia, former Soviet Union, called that he observed so-called S-corona, as you mentioned, corona. So it means that individual particles moves around the sun and then disappear. This is going sublimation, and the sublimation has some spectral lines very close to the H and K line in the solar spectrum. So anyway, we will continue with the white light solar corona. As I told you at the beginning, that from visual observations, we know that the solar corona is not consistent as a very simple structure, but consists from many, many individual loops. For us, and especially for me, and not also for me, but for other people who are working with the structure of the photosphere, chromosphere, something similar, it's very important how the solar corona is connected with these individual features, like from coronal, from prominences, maybe from sunspots, because very recently I got a question. Can we see a solar corona above the sunspots? I don't know. If somebody has some experiences, can try to answer me this question. But seems to me at the moment, especially because we know that the electrons are catched in the individual magnetic flux tubes, created by magnetic fields, that they must be very thin coronal rays of jets connected with prominences, or they are very fine coronal loops or light jets. Sometimes we have different names for the same objects at different positions on the globe, and maybe that some ray or jets are connected with spiracles. And during the 2006 eclipse, the resolution which was obtained by Professor Dugner is around 1 arc second, and maybe that you will see at the end that maybe that at the moment we have in the solar corona so-called unknowable features, or maybe that I am wrong, and that for someone of you will be everything very known. So the study in detail of structures started somewhere in 1936, and there were many authors like Bukoslavskaya, Saito, Ovak, Inesman, and each other, later Serge Kuchmi and so on, who started to study a very small scale structure. So even small scale structures should be around 1 arc second or something similar, for me, or maybe less as 10 arc seconds. At the beginning, for study of such structures, the people used telescopes with a focal length from 5 to 10 meters. It is very terrible to bring such big eclipses, such big experiments or telescopes to the place of observations, even when the diameter of lens usually was only 20 or maybe several centimeters. Here on the left side, you see the first attempt to get the same brightness above the different haze above solar surface, because we know that the gradient of the emission of the white light corona is very steep, and this is the biggest problem why we cannot do very good pictures. That was discussed by Anna Drugnerova this morning. On the right side is some painting which was obtained during the total solar eclipse in 1968. At this picture on the right side, on this painting picture, we can see a very also very fine structures, as I read in books, it is around 1 arc second. On this picture, we see that it is shown by the arrows that some structures, which was also painting, are connected with prominences. Even there is some problem, because prominences has a temperature of about 10,000 degrees. The corona is about 1 million, from 1 to 10 million degrees. And also, the red arrow shows that some very fine structure is going or starting from one loop which is surrounded for these figures. Also, another very interesting picture was observed by Serge Kuchmi during the solar eclipse in July 31st, in 1981, where they discussed how can be this very fine structure of the prominence can be connected or can go directly to the solar corona, because the question how individual structures are created in the solar corona according to, for me, is unknown at the moment. This picture shows the best resolution which was taken with 3.6 meter Canadian French Hawaii telescope during total solar eclipse in 1991 with the telescope on the film, and this picture is processed, and you can find that you can see the very fine structures, as I discussed with Serge Kuchmi. There was found some structures with less than 1 arc second, so it means that the not diameter but the size of this fine structures should be less than 700 kilometers. So anywhere, let's go for a short time to the red, green, and yellow corona, and also for the UV and X-ray corona. All these parts of the corona, even this is a different part of the corona, like this, the violet corona, we see that there are very, very fine structures, especially in the green corona, in the UV corona, and also in the on the place on the UV corona. So we can suppose that some similar structures must be in the violet corona, because if we are looking for the corona probably should be only the one, even when we are looking for them at different temperature, at different position along line of sight, something similar. The question is when we will try to join together all coronas and say, okay, this is only one corona. The new role to the small-scale structures in the wildlife solar corona is that we, at the moment, we have very fine gray films that we can do many exposures and then alignment together to the one final processed pictures. Then we can use CCD cameras or chips. I wrote here chips because if I will say at home that we can use a CCD camera, everybody wants that we want to buy a very expensive camera, as an amateur camera, something similar, but this is a special chips or CCD cameras which was taken, which are used for different very professional companies. And also, as advanced mathematical methods of the image data processing is also very important, and this was discussion by Anna Trudnerova today. One of the very good pictures was obtained with this Bruckner method from the eclipse which was observed in 1991 by Durst in Mozambique. And if you are looking very carefully in these pictures, you can find many, many fine structures. Not only rays, no only streamers, not only thin streamers, but as a red... color these prominences, but you can find anywhere some so-called local dark places. I don't know how these dark places can be explained with the distribution of magnetic vectors in the solar corona. So it seems to me that starting from this point of view was prepared an international project for the March 29, and we tried to join together at 3 different positions at the moment. I hope that after this meeting, some people will send to Professor Bruckner their data, and probably they will be able to join all these pictures together. Especially, I think the people of Jen Winter, because she stayed, or his group stayed very close to me in the Niger desert, and I had some problem at that time. So anyway, it is my Niger corona, which was taken with a classical film, Fujicolor negative, And if you are looking very carefully, especially in the north pole is up, you see that there is some small break in the distribution of the brightness in the solar corona. Or also somewhere you can find another fine structures. But seems to me that it is the picture taken in the central part of Turkey by Hannah Dürrmüller. She used only 50 centimeters. I used only length 10 centimeters and focal length 1 meter. Hannah used 50 centimeter focus, and the diameter seems to be about a few centimeters. But he got much more exposures like me, and all these features was processed by method of Professor Dürrmüller. Now seems to me that this one of the best pictures was taken very recently published in the Astrophysical Journal, seems to me August 10, and individual numbers can show us features in the solar corona which are very, very important for me, or not only for me, but also for other one, especially the number 2. There is a border between this big gap in individual polar structure forms and the surrounding corona. Also very interesting, we will see later, the picture or shape or structure which is marked by number 6, also number 1, and the box 1 is completely terrible to explain by distribution of local magnetic fields. Also very important on signs 4 and 5, when we see dark strips which doesn't go radially from the sun, but these strips you can find also on the same pictures taken from Turkey, and I also find in detail some strips, dark strips, on the picture taken in Asia. So it means that this was reason why we called this picture from the 2006 corona, the enigmatic corona. It is a combination of the white light corona with 8 saw picture, and if you are looking, for example, unfortunately I haven't this laser, so that you can find how the dark line from the solar surface can go directly to the solar corona. So anyway, this picture is very, very nice, it's one of the best which was done up to now. I hope that maybe the Serge Kuchmi will have a similar or maybe better, because he used different method for data processing of individual pictures in the solar corona, and probably that he will show this tomorrow. And here is a answer for the connection. Is there a connection, or the question, if there is a connection between some small feature of the prominences which goes to the solar corona. If I am looking very carefully for this picture, I can say yes, that it's possible that some knots of the prominence can continue to the solar corona. On the left side is shown the picture taken from 8 by Soho. On the right side is the picture taken by Dürrmüller at Libya. And the red color is prominences, and the white color and gray color is solar corona. So anywhere, this is one of the best pictures also was shown today. This combination joint picture for the ecliptic corona and white light corona with different view for individual solar coronal structures. Here is another example how looks the solar corona, which was taken by Roman people and Mikrovic from Slovakia, as a Slovak Union Amateur Astronomy, taken in Turkey with a Maksutov 19-120 and special CCD camera with program Astropix, and we are looking in detail for this picture. This is unprocessed, because as a real corona, maybe two pictures only put together, you can find similar pictures as was found by Serge in 1991 by a very big telescope. So it means that the advance in technology, advance in mathematics, can prepare for us a very good and new view for the solar corona, especially for the very high resolutions. So probably that I will try to conclude. talk. So I would like to say that the violet solar corona is highly structured with the different small scale objects features. Pink, white and black ray or streamers, coronal voids, dark cavities, almost anywhere in the solar corona with a resolution of about 1 arc second. There is a connection between coronal streamers and prominences. The question is for what type of prominences is this done? But I hope that not for everybody, for each prominence is observed in the solar corona. The other question, which is very important also, is that the regions of the violet corona close to the solar surface are very similar, maybe identical to the EUV picture. So it means that if this is true, we can put this violet corona, we can use the EUV pictures from the SOHO for the preparation of the violet corona, because yes, at the moment we have a violet corona observed at the Mauna Loa, but the resolution for these pictures are relatively low, but the UV pictures have a very good resolutions. And there exists also a brightening waves cascades associated probably in the classical element streamers. If you are looking, for example, on the rays, which is located on the left side, upper above the prominences, the streamer has no continuation decrease, but has a different cascade. It remembers you as a wave, which moves on the air, flowing down. So, this is also very important. So, it means that the classical image of the solar corona should be quietly different. Now, the conclusion and the results of DOO is that on the North Pole we observe so-called cold. Is a coronal quarantine. Just is going to have a very hard discussion with Jay Pasako. What is this? Is a new picture which is observing the northern coronal hole? Question or some particles from stellar ring or maybe coronal standing waves? I don't know exactly. Also, the higher resolution, it means that the higher number of polar plumes, the connection with the small local magnetic regions, I don't know exactly. Unknown very thin dark threads located anywhere in the violet corona. Are there coronal voids? And how are they connected with, for example, filaments? If they're connected with, I don't know, other dark features in the chromosphere, something similar. And there is a question, could highly interwoven coronal magnetic fields be modeled by Knott theory? It's a quietly new question. And for a comparison, since in the next picture, in the next pictures, we can see structures of the violet corona, and practically the coronal structures are indirect detection of solar surface magnetic fields in the corona. And in the below picture is distribution of the computed radial magnetic field lines, which was given to me by Mark De Rosa. Since we did the eclipses of August 2008 and July 20, 2009, we'll have a very excellent opportunity to perform COPEX, coordinated ground-based and space-borne observations of the corona. And don't worry that you are amateurs. Maybe that sometimes you have better results as we as a professionals, because you are going to observe solar eclipse with very high enthusiasm and something similar. No. So we can join together as amateurs and professionals, and together with observations on the grains and space to get a much more better picture of this real solar corona. So I started is if the eclipse science is really over or not. So I will finish my talk that for this picture, it is unprocessed picture, yes, we should say, or I can say, yes, okay, for these pictures it may be, but for this picture, seems to me that solar corona science is not over. We will need to improve many, many things to get really real view for the solar corona. And if you are looking for this corona, it is so fine structures, it is especially for the North Polar region. Maybe the Marcel Birek tomorrow will be say about some brightening in the one of polar rays, something similar. Very recently I did a review for some paper from, I don't know, for some students, and they wrote that yes, okay, in the North Polar coronal hole we observe only 9 polar rays. When I look for these pictures, then you can see 9 polar polar rays in only 2 or 3 degrees anywhere. I will finish with these pictures, and for the Dagon, heating of the sun is much more complex and intricate than the so far discussed, and use definitely deserves further explanations. Prepared for the solar eclipse conference, thank you for your attention. And just a moment, please. This girl is enjoying for you and hope to see you on the August 1st eclipse and or in the Height Atlas in Slovakia, somewhere if you go visit Slovakia. Thank you very much for your attention.
We have time for a few questions, so Bill, you can start.
Well, I apologize. I apologize for that statement.
Why?
Well, I mean, that's a very negative viewpoint.
No. It is very fine. Bill sends me that it was...
I think that it was done of course by earthquake. We met together in the Istanbul after the meeting. Oh, so anyway, so I needed to use some quotation. It seemed to me that it was very fine. I hope that it was not thinking as a wrong, as a involve for a better observations for everybody of us.
Isn't it a big problem for understanding the coronal structure that you see so many structures on top of each other because it's a three-dimensional phenomenon? I remember that in 1988, people actually combined the Mauna Loa images with the high-resolution corona image to get a 3D structure out of it, which streamer is pointing in which direction, out of the plane of the sky. Do you think we can do similar work with the 2006 corona?
Maybe that no, because the distance between the two different observational sites was not very far. It should be very good, as was done, for example, in 1991. Then the observational site was at the Mauna Loa and the last one in Brazil, with time difference between over 2-3 hours. 20 minutes is too short. But anyway, it seems to me that search with some Russian colleagues prepared something similar, that some simulation or something similar now. But according to me, this question will be solved with the experiment stereo from space.
We got the last question from Dr. Dunn.
I was just going to say that last point, that during the next several years, stereo will be getting three-dimensional observation, which will help your investigation.
Yes, I agree. Good. Yes. And thank you.
Thank you very much.